No, he just wanted to stay up here. Just cuts had a lot of confusion, you know, going back and forth. And you just hear your mind's clear and you can just get in a groove and just go work on the things you need to work on.
Bobby, what was that?
Can you explain the work that you did in the weight room, how that helped with the, I guess, your technique, with improving what you wanted to improve?
Of course, just being stronger than I was a year ago. That was one of my main things that I just wanted to work on. And you can't do that without going to the weight room. So.
Right, but you're also going against air, though. I mean, so like, how do you kind of measure the steps that you improve? I mean, do you have a system in place that you use to measure?
Well, we go against the defense out there. So.
No, but before that, I'm saying, like, you know, before you were able to go against the defense, and plus you don't have the contact, too.
I was just trying to get stronger in the weight room, so. You know, you can lift weights. You lift more weights than you lift before. You're stronger.
You think you accomplished that? I mean,
yeah, I definitely got stronger.
You gained weight or muscle, or how do you gauge that you got stronger?
I gained, I lost fat and gained muscle. Just like I said, when you're lifting, you definitely can just tell. Moving around, you could tell you're able to move faster, lower. Just you could just feel the strength.
You worked with Eric, I assume, right? Did you have a program that you came in with, or just follow up on the program that you were doing last year?
No, Coach Wellman implemented a program for both of us. We just followed it, trusted in him, and just, you know, believed in him. And hopefully we'll see it pay off.
How do you view your season last year? You have time to kind of sit on it when...
Yes. It wasn't the way, to my standards, that I would want it to be. I know it's definitely a lot of things that I have to improve on going into the next season, but it's a building block. It's experience, and I feel like that's the best teacher. You go out there and you experience things, and you just try not to make the same mistake twice.
Bobby, you and Eric seem like you're pretty close friends. How would you describe your motivation levels as you were working here in the winter and everything else day after day in terms of a motivation to improve?
We just compete, man. We're both from Florida, both from South Florida, so we just, everything's a competition with us. Whether it's, you know, running sprints or lifting, just everything. We just like to compete, and that pushes us to be better.
You worked out together every day, the two of you, kind of?
Pretty much every day.
Do you try to shut out all the noise and all the, you know, from the fan base and things like that?
What you mean,
about the,
like the reporters?
All that, well, basically all the talk about the tackle positions. And...
You know, this past summer I looked at something from Serena. She just said that she didn't pay attention to any of the media, whether it was good or bad, she didn't let it control her. So I just kind of adapted that mindset and just focus on myself. I know the things that I can work on. I feel like no one's more critical of myself than I am. So I know the things I have to work on. I know the things that I have to do to get better. So,
Eric, how did you see Eric improve over the time that the two of you worked out?
Just everything. From the most important thing, I just feel like mentally both of us grew and got better. Just from understanding what's going on, how to get to certain points, not just trying to get a certain job done, understanding the scheme of what we're trying to do and how we can accomplish it.
He does look leaner.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
You're 22, right? Eric's 23. You know, Jerry recently made a point a couple weeks ago that you guys could be coming out of college now. How motivated and confident in you that you can be the left and right tackle tandem for this team for, you know, the foreseeable future?
I'm definitely confident in that. I'm confident in everything I do. So I just know that I just keep working on the things that I need to work on, and the sky is the limit.
Bobby, did it help any that you know maybe going into this year where you're going to potentially line up, or is it still up for grabs as to where you might play?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a little better. You know, last year I didn't know where I was going to be at, but this year I can kind of like hone in and get the nuances of everything that's going on and just get to it.
Were you completely healthy for the playoff game last year? You were back.
I don't remember.
You had an arm injury?
Yeah.
I think you were back, right? Because I mean, obviously you didn't start that game.
I can't recall.
I mean, how frustrating was it to not play?
Oh, of course, anytime you're not out there playing, you're not going to like it. Just being a competitor, but... You know, you trust in the coaching staff. You trust in everything they do. That they've been doing this for God knows how long. So, you know, you trust in their decisions, and they know what they're doing.
Professionally, though, did that hurt you?
Oh, of course.
Personally, I guess?
Yes.
Did that help motivate you in the off season?
It went along with a lot of things that motivated me.
What else did?
Just, you know, my play. I know sometimes that it wasn't, you know, top tier the way I want to be. So, I see the film just like you guys see the game. And, you know, you're just not proud of the things that you made mistakes on. You just, you know, that to get where you want to go and to be the person you want to be in this league, you can't make those mistakes.
Technique-wise, what are some of the things you're working on now that you're down the field going against competition?
Just strength, hand placement, things of that nature. Just, I feel like just in your game, you can improve on many things every day. I just try to improve on something and just try to take that every day.
Does it take a couple of years to actually kind of figure out the NFL and figure out what it takes to prepare and be successful?
I mean, I feel like that's with any, you know, job that you have. You know, when you first started being a reporter, I'm sure you didn't know how to, you know, ask questions the way that you wanted to get them. So you learn on the job. You learn as you go. Experience is the best teacher.
I know you said.
Do you think the offensive line as a whole takes it personally that sometimes the talk about the Giants is that they're loaded in an awful lot of places, but it might be the O-line that holds this team back? Do you guys take that personally?
I hadn't heard of that. So, I mean, I can't give you.
You think the O-line's been criticized for not kind of doing its part?
In a sense. You know, wherever we were running the ball, we like to run the ball better. I'm not sure where we were in sacks, but, you know, you just want to get better. We have a thing, and Coach Solari does a great job just going out there getting better every day. I feel like we stick to that and we continue to trust in him and trust in the things that he's implemented, him and Lunda and Coach McAdoo. I feel like that we'll make great strides.
Eli's taken a lot of heat last season and the offseason for his play last year. I mean, do you guys take that personally? That you have to get him more time?
Oh, of course. You know, the more time you give him, the better everything goes on. So the better we play, the better the team goes. And we know that. And we're just going to continue to try to work and get the place that we want to go, Minnesota.
Thank